Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, September 26th. The federal government is lifting COVID-19 travel restrictions as of October 1st. Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos.
This includes the removal of all federal testing, quarantine and isolation requirements, as well as the mandatory submission of health information in ArriveCan.
Duclos says all travelers are still encouraged to take appropriate precautions. Meanwhile, all adults in Ontario have access to the new COVID-19 bivalent vaccine as of today. Those who want to book an appointment can do it through the province's online portal. Toronto's Associate Medical Officer of Health says the vaccine was specifically made for the BA1 Omicron subvariant, but should provide strong protection against all subvariants. An all-candidates meeting is set for this evening in Hanover ahead of the October municipal election. It's set to take place from 7:30 to 9 tonight and is being presented by the Hanover Chamber of Commerce. You can head to the Hanover Civic Theatre to hear the candidates speak as they introduce themselves and present their platforms at the podium. Doors to the free event open at 7. The Billy Bishop Museum is taking steps to make its collections more accessible with funding received in 2021. A release from Bruce Gray Owen Sound MPP Rick Byers says the museum received a $34,600 Community Building Fund grant last year. A release says through a web edition of something called Past Perfect, the Billy Bishop Home and Museum's extensive collection of artifacts will be viewable online and searchable online by anyone with internet access on your phone, desktop, laptop, or tablet. Hurricane Fiona has caused massive damage in Atlantic Canada. High winds knocked out power in thousands of homes on the weekend, plus property damage due to rain and wind was severe. Dan Allstrand, a former member of the Bayshore Broadcasting News Centre, is the news director at City News Halifax, and he says a follow-up storm on Monday morning has hampered the recovery process.
The intensity of these storms, this was the strongest storm that has ever hit Canada, if based on pressure values. So these storms are getting more frequent, they're getting more intense. Nova Scotians and Atlantic Canadians are going to have to deal with these on a more regular basis.
Allstrand states fierce weather conditions are becoming more frequent in Atlantic Canada, and he believes the East Coast needs to be wary of future weather-related incidents. Meanwhile, members of the military have been deployed to Atlantic Canada to help with relief efforts. Around 100 soldiers have been sent to Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and PEI. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 153 points to 18,327. The Dow Jones is down 329 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.82 U.S. cents, down 75 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $76.49, down $2.25 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays host the New York Yankees tonight in American League Baseball. The Yankees can clinch the American League East with a win tonight. Game time is 7:07. There are three other games tonight, including the Baltimore Orioles at Boston to meet the Red Sox. Baltimore is four games back of a wild card spot in the American League with just 10 days remaining on the schedule. In the National Football League, the Dallas Cowboys visit the New York Giants. The Giants are looking to join Philadelphia and Miami as the only undefeated teams at 3-0. Kickoff is 8:15. The Pro Bowl format is being altered to have a flag football game as the feature event in Las Vegas. Jimmy Johnson has announced his retirement from auto racing. And in NHL preseason action, seven games tonight, including the New Jersey Devils at Montreal to meet the Canadiens. Wednesday, the Toronto Maple Leafs host Montreal. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Roos Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.